So often, runners want to improve their form to improve their speed or endurance or even prevent injuries. We are runners. We have big goals, right? And when it comes to running form, runners make a lot of mistakes and sometimes they don't even realize it until they are injured. There are so many parts of the running form, but today we're going to specifically talk about the arm swing. The first mistake I see runners make with their arm swing is that they just forget about it. They don't even pay attention to their arm swing. They don't focus on their arm swing. And then the second mistake is that they don't, what I call, listen to what their arm swing is saying. Your arms control your legs. And when I analyze a runner's form, the arm swing can say a lot about what the rest of the body is doing and areas of weakness. And when you improve your running form, you will become a more efficient runner. So this is really important. I see an efficient runner as a runner who runs effortless and doesn't waste a ton of energy on unnecessary movements. I like to say your body is working like a machine. So today, let's dive into the arm swing and exactly what it says about your form.
Welcome to Rehab for Runners, the podcast for runners who are ready to get out of pain and run with more confidence. Dr. Lisa will guide you with the clarity you need to unleash your potential with tools, practical tips, and exercises so you can enjoy your runs and exceed your goals.
Hey, real quick before we get into today's episode, I wanted to remind you that you only have a couple more hours to join the Complete Runners Club before doors close. This is a monthly membership for motivated runners, and it gives you the exact tools and resources you need to improve your running performance. Inside the membership, you will find 80-20 training plans that are more individualized to your goals and include the exact paces you should be running at for each run. Yeah, I definitely wish I had this years ago because I would not have gotten injured because I used to run so fast. I had no guidance on my pace. So I love how individualized these training plans are. And it also has running specific strength workouts that go along with your training plan. You get all of this for $37 a month, but because improving your running form is so important, you'll also receive a bonus of $655. These bonuses all help you improve your running form. And my favorite one is the personalized feedback that you'll receive on your running form when you submit videos of yourself running. And I will tell you exactly what you are doing right and wrong, even if you are injured or not. So if you are ready to take your running performance to the next level, join the Complete Runners Club before Thursday, February 29th at midnight Eastern by clicking on the link in the show notes. Welcome back to the Rehab for Runners podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and I am super excited about this episode because, one, I love talking about running form. I think it's something that people don't fully understand, and really, I didn't understand it completely until I took certifications for being a certified running gait analyst. And that was very eye-opening. And what's even more eye-opening about the running form and how certain runners, you know, there's no perfect way to run, but you can still make your running form efficient no matter what type of runner you are. If you're injured, if you're not injured, if you're a beginner runner, you know, you can still improve your running form so you become more efficient. And today specifically, I want to talk about your arm swing because it can set you up to succeed and be an efficient runner, or it can set you up so you do not have as strong of a stride and you might feel like your running form is, quote, off. I hear that all the time. So often when I'm doing a running analysis, I will hear that I knew my form was off, but I didn't know where to start. And let's face it, running is simple. It's a repetitive motion, but it is also very complicated. If you really think about how everything has to work so perfectly together, it can be a little overwhelming. Whenever I look at someone's form, I used to get really overwhelmed because it's like, where do I start? You know, and then I finally learned after doing like hundreds of running analysis that I like to start looking from the top down. So starting from the head, the neck, the shoulder position, and then into the arm swing, and then trunk and the leg swing, and so on. So I like to look at the upper half first because the upper half of the body controls the lower half and the arm swing controls the legs. Now you can also switch this a little bit because what happens at the legs and the trunk will control the arm swing, but I like to see what's happening at the arm swing first because it will usually help cue me in to more specifically what is happening at the legs. But I mean, think about it. If you're running and you start pumping your arms faster, your legs are going to move faster. And if you slow down your arm swing, your legs are going to slow down. So your arm swing is very important when it comes to improving your form and therefore how efficient you are running. So I have two big mistakes, and inside mistake number two, I have three mistakes. So if we are going wide lens, then we are looking at common arm swing mistakes, and then we have two common mistakes, and then we'll get into a little bit deeper of mistake number two. But let's start with mistake number one, and I see this mistake whether a runner is injured or they just want to improve their form, and that is that they don't even pay attention to their arm swing. Almost like you just forget to pump your arms. You think, if I'm going to work on my running form, it should be my stride or my foot strike or where my foot is landing or my trunk position. I feel like runners just forget about the arms. And side note, make sure you do not forget about your arms when you are strength training, because you do want very strong arms. And it is because if you have stronger arms, you are able to have a stronger arm swing. Now, when someone forgets about their arm swing, it could look like they have maybe just the smallest arm swing, like it's very minimal, or it could look like maybe you just keep your arms by your side the whole time. There's not much movement going on. I've seen this a bunch of different ways, but it basically just looks like you aren't even paying attention to the fact that you have arms and you need to use them. And I understand, like, you know, you don't really think about your arm swing, especially if you're running like at an easy pace. But as you start to increase your pace, or maybe you start to get tired, that's when you really need to be focusing on that arm swing. But again, I'm a big believer that you should be working on your running form, even if you're running at a slower pace. So it's one of those things, I'm going to go into it deeper, but your arm swing does change as you increase your speed or decrease your speed. But take this as a sign to pump your arms, especially if you're doing a speed workout, a hill workout, or running at a faster pace, or maybe you're just trying a new distance this weekend and you're like, I'm really nervous for it. I feel like my form gets sloppy at the end of the runs. Focus on pumping your arms when you're tired or increasing your speed, and it will help a ton. So as you increase your speed, your arm swing will be what I call just like a bigger range of motion. And then as you come back to an easy pace, your arm swing range of motion just won't be as big. Think about a sprinter. Like if you watch the Olympics, think about the sprinters. Their arm swings are huge because they're trying to increase that stride length. They're increasing their speed. Their leg swing is really big too, and like their stride length. So their arm swing is matching that, and vice versa. And then think about if you are seeing someone jogging and, you know, trying to run at a quote easy pace, your arm swing will not be as extreme or as big, but it still should be efficient. And that's what's really important. Make sure you recognize that you need to pump your arms, and that it's the arm swing itself is going to change a little bit depending on what pace you're at. One thing I see, I know if you are working at a desk, even at home, you see a runner running outside, you just kind of stare at them like, man, I wish I was running too. But I do think that, but I also look at people's running form in the neighborhood. And one lady that I see, she pumps her arms so hard and her legs are barely moving. Like it looks like she is pulling herself up a hill with her arms, even though it's not much of a hill. And that just shows like your arms definitely need to match at your legs. And that's something we're going to get into with mistake number two. But just recognize like your arm swing, you need to be pumping your arms. If you're running a speed workout or a longer run, make sure you're pumping your arms and they are staying in sync with your legs. Let's move on to mistake number two, because there's a lot of layers to this mistake, and it comes down to me analyzing the actual arm swing. So first thing I look at with an arm swing is, are you pumping your arms? Are you even paying attention to the fact that you have arms that need to be pumped? And then the second thing I look at is, what is the arm swing doing? So I'll look at this from the front view, the side view, and the back view. And if someone has an arm swing that looks off, then again, that can tell me a lot about what's happening at the trunk and the leg. So I have three common mistakes runners make with their arm swing. So let's go through them. The first one is having a very low arm swing. Think of this as an arm swing that stays by your hips, like your hands are by your hips and like the sides of your thighs the entire time. So basically the elbow is like barely bent. It just stays low. And this is really common with a runner who shuffles their feet and never gets into a strong stride where they are leading with their knee. So this is really common with like an easy pace, but it really comes down to, if your feet are barely getting off the ground, like you are just shuffling along, then your arm swing is mimicking that. So I like to tell people to have their elbow bent to about 80 to 90 degrees. It doesn't need to be perfect, but it should be bent and it should stay bent the entire time. When the elbow is more straight and it's just hanging out by the side of the thighs, it's just not efficient. And again, this is reflecting what is happening at the leg swing. Now, the second mistake that I see is that the elbows are way too far out to the side. It's okay if they're a little bit out, especially if you have stronger arms too, like you have muscle there, then that soft tissue is going to prevent you from swinging your arm so that your elbow is like touching your side. And that's not realistic. Like you don't have to do that. So it's okay if your elbows are a little bit far out to the side, but I don't need to see them flailing out to the side. So ideally, as we are running, our right arm swing, as it swings forward, is swinging with our left leg swing. This is how you run. And it's swinging into what we call a counter rotation, because our thoracic spine on the right side of the spine is rotating to the left as your right arm is coming through. Your trunk and your upper half, mid back, are rotating to the left as your right arm comes through. And then the counter rotation is because the pelvis and the hips, as the left leg swings through, is rotating to the right. One side's rotating to the right, one side's rotating to the left. This counter rotation should be in sync with each other. When it's not, a lot of people will say their form feels off. And when it is in sync, it's gonna feel a lot more effortless. And if the thoracic spine is stiff, if the mid back is stiff and it's not rotating and allowing for that counter rotation, then the body is smart and it's gonna find rotation elsewhere. Usually if the thoracic spine is tight into rotation, the shoulders take the hit. So all of a sudden now you see the shoulders moving a lot more, and this usually looks like the elbows out to the side, shoulders are just swinging like more towards the left and right as you're swinging your arms versus straight forward and backwards. So when I see this and the elbows are far out to the side, I will not only check the thoracic spine, so I'll just check like, how's the thoracic spine moving into left and right rotation, but I will also check single leg hip stability. And the reason behind this, I always check single leg hip stability, but the reason behind checking this is because I like to think of this compensation as what we see when we see like babies walking for the first time, infants walking. Usually when an infant is walking for the first time, they're not used to walking, they will have their arms out to the side for balance because they don't have the stability yet in the lower half. And it's the same for runners. If a runner has very weak hips, trunk, pelvic region, the elbows are going to come out to the side, even if the thoracic spine is not stiff and it's moving like it should, just to allow for that balancing of the upper half and lower half. Sometimes I'll see a runner, maybe they have hip pain, hip instability, where like only one elbow is coming out to the side. So if like my right elbow is like way far out to the side compared to my left, it's because my left hip is going to be weaker. It's going to be unstable. So I'm making up for it. So the right arm is not really controlling the right leg. It's opposite. It's counter rotation. So right arm with left leg. So that is another very common mistake. Elbows are out to the side. Thoracic spine could be really stiff, or there could be a lot of weakness going on in like the trunk, hip, and pelvic region. The third common mistake I see in a runner's form with their arm swing is that they have this huge backswing. And I like to think of the backswing as, think about like if you're elbowing someone behind you, that is your backswing of your arm swing. So I like to see this from the back view when I'm looking at a runner's form. And what I'm really comparing is how far back the elbow is going compared to the opposite side, and compared to the opposite hip going into hip extension. So I already said the right arm goes with the left leg as it swings through, and the right arm goes with the left leg as it comes back behind. So if a runner has a very, you know, you can just call it like a large backswing, it's clearly going into more range of motion compared to the other side, then usually this is the case because the opposite hip is very tight into hip extension and hip internal rotation. So just like how there's a counter rotation forward, there's also one backward. So not to make it too confusing, if the right arm as it comes back is going back way further than the left side, that usually tells me that the opposite hip is tight. And this happens because as your hip comes back into hip extension, then your body, and if it's stiff, so as that, let's say as your left hip comes back into hip extension, you're about to push off the ground. If it's stiff, your body is going to compensate to keep it in sync. It's gonna try to keep everything in sync, arm with leg, opposite arm with opposite leg, and vice versa, because your body is smart. It's trying to compensate. It's trying to keep everything in sync. Running is about staying in sync. So if your hip is tight, maybe it's not getting into enough hip extension, then the arm is going to be pumping into more range to keep it in sync. I hope that makes sense, but this is something that you can definitely see from the back view of a running form. And really, you're just looking at how far back is the right elbow swinging compared to the left. If it's swinging more on the right side, I'm definitely looking at that hip mobility on the left side. So again, it's all opposite. It's all about that counter rotation. And it's really also about understanding what is your arm swing doing. Now you're like, okay, that's great, Lisa. Like that makes sense. Like I'm learning a lot, but how do I avoid these mistakes? Because that is one thing to understand it. And it's one thing to actually be able to implement it into your form. When you improve your arm swing, you are able to set yourself up for a stronger stride. You're running more efficient. But like I've said, like a lot of these arm swing mistakes are because of what happens at the leg and the lower half. And if your arm swing's inefficient, then your lower half's probably going to be inefficient. And that's why I have created inside the Complete Runners Club, there is a bonus so you can get personalized feedback on your running form. Now, this is something that I am implementing so I can help as many runners as possible. Usually when I look at someone's running form, it is $400 for me to meet with them. And although we won't be meeting face to face, I'll be able to send you feedback of things that you're not only doing right, but also things where you might need to work on them. And I think that's going to be really, really helpful, especially if you're like, okay, I think I've improved my form, or, you know, what do you see here? Maybe I'm having like a niggle on my right knee. Being able to talk to a physical therapist and a run coach and just having that instant feedback is going to take you very far in terms of you achieving your goals. So I'm really excited to implement this bonus inside the Complete Runners Club. I designed this membership to be everything that I wish I had when I was training for a race, just trying to improve my endurance and just stay injury free. So if you are ready to join, make sure you take action, because doors close on 2/29 at midnight and they will not be open for months and months, because I really want to focus on who is inside, who is motivated, who's ready to improve their performance and their running form. That concludes today's episode. I hope you learned something about your arm swing. If you have any questions, you can always message me and I will drop my email below. And other than that, I hope you have a great run.